Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Long day. A lot going on. Get my stapler out of the way. Let me get the lights out on my computer, which are blasting me in the face. Just a lot going on. Thank you. Appreciate that. And then there's more. I just finished taping my Real America's Voice TV show. My guest was Fabio, who was fabuloso. He was actually great. Nobody expects Fabio, the famous romance novel cover boy and model, and I can't believe it's not Butter spokesman, to be a brilliant orator about politics and Israel and the history of the Jewish people versus the Palestinians. But he was. He was great. And he knew everything about the history of Jews in the territory that they're calling Palestine. And he gave us all a lesson in what's going on in the Middle East, and he's very pro-Israel, very pro-Jewish, and I really appreciate the guy. And we had a great interview, and I think a friendship has been born. Fabio and the Jewish Fabio. Can't believe it's not Ruth. That's funny. So, news stories that I think we should be talking about. This one is not Babylon Bee. It's the truth, right? The army is begging unvaccinated soldiers to return. Because they don't have anyone in the army anymore. Everybody left. First of all, not only did a lot of people leave, but the more important issue is that they can't find anybody new. The recruitment is way down. And I could have told them the reason why is the type of person who wants to be in the military is generally not gay or trans or feminist or a peacenik. The reason you're in the military is you're kind of a warlike guy. And I'm a warlike guy. My name is War. People like me are conservative Republican. We don't want to fight for you if you're flying rainbow flags and you're woke and you make the number one priority of the military climate change and transgenders. And if you want to vaccinate us, we don't want your vaccines. Take your vaccines and stick them up here. You know what? So the result of that is nobody wants to join the military anymore. No one wants their kids to join the military anymore. And they've got a big problem. So now they're begging the unvaccinated soldiers to come back. And by the way, my friends in the airline industry tell me that the airlines are begging the unvaccinated pilots to come back. See, who knew that the unvaccinated would rule the world? But we do. And I, by the way, I've argued for years, all jokes aside, I've argued for years that as more and more people who took the vaccine continue to get sick, disabled, crippled, and drop dead suddenly, there's going to be almost no way to even run society anymore. In the next 3 to 5 years, society will, stop functioning, fail to exist anymore. And the people who are unvaccinated will be the richest people in the world because they're going to need us and pay us top dollar to run whatever needs to be run because the vaccinated are too sick or dead. They're not here anymore. So the unvaccinated will, in fact, inherit the earth. That's going to be the title of a future commentary of mine. I got to remember that. The unvaccinated shall inherit the earth. I like that. Funny title, but true. but true. Pretty soon you'll be paid like $300,000 a year to be a waiter at a Vegas restaurant because you're unvaccinated and you're the only people left. Everyone else is dead. It's really sad and tragic and pathetic. But the unvaccinated are going to be the only ones left in 3 years that can work anymore. They may not all be dead, but they may all be so severely injured and crippled, and their hearts are so weak that they can't work anymore. And it's happening every day. Every day. The unvaccinated shall inherit the earth. Good title. Biden invokes wartime powers to fund electric heaters as he cracks down on gas appliances. This is how sick the people in charge are. Mental illness. They're all mentally ill. I saw today the article that talked about how they're bringing the unvaccinated back in the U.S. Army. They're begging them to come back. That same article showed the Secretary of Defense of the United States. I don't know if you've ever seen him. I don't even know his name. But he's an African-American guy. Lloyd Austin, is that his name? Lloyd Austin. And he looks like a mentally ill zombie. He's wearing a mask over his face and a gigantic plastic thing that's locked around his head so no germs get in. And this is recently. This isn't 3 years ago. These people are psychos, psychopaths, mentally ill. Look at me, I'm out and about every second of every day. I'm around people, I speak at rallies, I'm going to a big event. Actually, on Monday at 11:10 a.m. Vegas time, I'm speaking in front of the RISC-ON 360 Global Success Conference. And I'll shake hands, and I'll kiss babies, and I'll hug people, and there'll be 1,000 people in the audience, and I'll be right in the middle of all of it. I don't wear a mask, never have. I'm not vaccinated, never have, never will be. These people are crazy. He's wearing this square plastic hood locking in his neck and his head while he's got a mask underneath it. And he just looks retarded. And that's, excuse me, I apologize to those who are physically or mentally disabled, because you are much better people than this loser, Lloyd Austin. What are you afraid of catching, you loser? What, cooties? Are you afraid of cooties, you dumb loser? Don't you know that no matter what you wear, no matter how many times you've been vaccinated, and probably because of how many times you've been vaccinated, you're going to be sick with COVID many times until finally your immune system is going to give out and you're going to drop dead with the mask on and with the plastic helmet around your head. I think they should bury him like that. I think they should make sure as a warning to all of us, bury him in an open casket with the mask on and the plastic rectangular thing around his head. It looks like a pyramid. It's just retarded. I try not to use that word because I know it's not politically correct and it's offensive to some nowadays. Not to conservatives, of course, but to some in the world. But there's no other word that describes Lloyd Austin. You look like you are retarded. Mentally or physically disabled, or both. Something's wrong with you, man. You need to resign and go to a rubber room immediately and fit him for a straitjacket and make sure he gets hugs and kisses from mommy. Because he's nuts. But back to the topic, Biden invokes wartime powers to fund electric heaters as he cracks down on gas appliances. The American Gas Association says wartime law is being used as an instrument to advance a policy agenda contradictory to our nation's strong energy position. Look, the reason we are what we are, the greatest country ever in world history, is because A, we believe in God, and we have Judeo-Christian values, and so many of us go to church and pray to Jesus every day. And B, because we love Israel, as long as America protects Israel, the Bible says those who protect Israel will be saved, those who don't will be destroyed. As long as we protect Israel, we'll be okay. But look at all the psychos running around America, these little pro-Hamas Muslim psychos who hate Jews, want to kill Jews, celebrate the death of Jews. We've let them in the United States, and we're killing our country. Not Muslims. I don't mind if you're a Muslim and you're in the United States. I mind if you're a mentally ill Muslim Jew hater in the United States. Two completely different things. Unfortunately, they're becoming as one. It seems like it seems like, but it could also be that, you know, if there's 1,000 Muslims and 900 are good, the 100 that are bad are the ones who are out protesting and the media sticks the camera in front of them. It may not be that every Muslim is so bad. The Muslims in America may be majority good, but yet studies show most Muslims are not fans of Israel. To the contrary, they want to see Israelis die. Large swaths of Muslims in polling are against Israel and would like to see them die. And the ones protesting say from the river to the sea. What do they mean by that? They're going to take every Jew in Israel, kill you, send you out to sea, you know, as a dead body drowning in the ocean. Crazy people. The latest polls are out in Palestine. Let me give you that number because it's really quite amazing. Shock survey. 89% of Palestinians support Hamas and Hezbollah, the groups known for suicide attacks. 75% of Palestinians approve of the October 7th massacre, where they killed 1,400 Jews, and they murdered babies, and they murdered little children, and they gang-raped women, and they cut people's heads off, and they burned them with tires around their neck and fuel on the tire, and they set it on fire, and you burned a painful death, your face burned off. This is what you're dealing with, and it isn't a small group. I've always argued as a Jew that Nazi Germany, maybe only 5% were ever Nazis, but the other 95% supported the Nazis and knew what was happening, and they let it happen. So they deserve the punishment during and after the war. Germany got very poor for a while, and people lived miserable lives, and good for them, because they knew what they were doing to the Jews, to my relatives. Screw you. And that's what I feel about Palestine. They all support terrorism and murder, mass murder of Jews. So I don't feel bad for a single thing that happens to them. And by the way, they're so dumb and so ignorant, they elected Hamas. Hamas is the killer of Jews, and they take all the money. The founders steal 90% of the money for themselves, and they don't even give the 10% to the people. The 10% is used to buy weapons on the world black market to kill Jews. They have no money left for clean water or clean air or nice housing, or to take care of disabled people, or to take care of hospitals, or to train more doctors. They use all the money for their bitter anger, hatred at Jews. They get what they deserve.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof. Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Group sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back to the show. Risk on 360, this will be the last day I can actually do this live read for Risk on 360 because today is Friday, and Sunday and Monday is the event in Las Vegas. I'll be speaking at 11:10 a.m. on Monday. 11:10 a.m. on Monday, Vegas time, at the Aaron Hotel in Las Vegas on Sahara, just west of the Strip. It's a fabulous event. Tucker Carlson is speaking. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is speaking. Charles Payne of Fox Business is speaking. Yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, is speaking. Many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers who will teach you how to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, supercharge your life. It's the Risk On 360 Global Success Conference. 2 days of high-energy sessions focusing on business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, and fitness and health. Todd Ault is the guy who put it all together. He's the impresario, the circus master, as it were. And it takes place this Sunday and Monday, November 19th and 20th, Aaron Hotel. Register now, riskon360.com. If you're listening to my voice in Vegas, you live here, what a great opportunity to go to a major event. Tucker Carlson speaking on Monday. I don't know what day RFK is speaking or Charles Payne, but I assume probably all the best are being saved for Monday, the big last day of the event. kind of build the crescendo to the very end. And Wayne Root is on Monday as well. So we'll have a great time. RiskOn360.com. Kind of funny. I wanted to read you a couple of the big stories on Babylon Bee, which is the comedy and parody site by conservatives. And the key to comedy is there's got to be some truth to it, right? There's got to be something that rings true to make it funny. So the first one is a picture of San Francisco and the parade they threw for Xi Jinping, the president of China. It says, President Xi arrives to inspect the newest Chinese colony, San Francisco. And there's sure truth to that one. And then it says, communist dictator welcomes President Xi. And it shows Gavin Newsom shaking hands with President Xi. Get it? Xi's not the communist dictator. Gavin Newsom is the communist dictator. Just a couple more funny ones. Newsom hatches a plan to burn all the freeways down so no more people can leave California. And you know that in Los Angeles, a major freeway was on fire and shut down. And they're saying, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that Newsom did it on purpose so all the people leaving Cal couldn't leave. And by the way, guess where they're all going? Las Vegas, Nevada, where I live. They're coming here by the thousands per month. Here's a picture of Xi with Joe Biden. And Biden looks really clueless in the photo, and it says, after 5 minutes of a meeting with Biden, Xi gives the order to invade Taiwan. How they come up with this stuff, they are brilliant. And last but not least, Palestinian at the hospital for colonoscopy is not sure about his doctor holding a grenade launcher. I think you sent me that earlier in the week, Chris, didn't you? I went back and looked at Babylon Bee today, and that one popped right up. And I'll give you one last one that's really funny. Harvard announces new dean, Kanye West. And, of course, the joke is, if you hate Jews, you're in like Flynn at Harvard. You're the new dean. Scary. Scary. Show you how bad the world is going. Megyn Kelly was talking about all the morons, and she was using that word, all the morons on TikTok who are praising Osama bin Laden. They just released, I guess it was like, you know, one of the great speeches by Osama bin Laden as to why he bombed the World Trade Center, you know, and flew planes at the World Trade Center and killed 3,000 Americans. And all over TikTok, all over America and all over the world, young morons, because that's who's on TikTok, young morons, are praising Osama bin Laden. The same people that hate Israel and hate the Jews, I keep telling you, it's about jealousy. America is rich. Not everyone in America is rich, but America is the richest country in the world. Not everyone in Israel is rich, but Israel is by far the richest country in the Middle East. Jews, by far, are richer than Muslims. So they hate Jews, they hate Americans, they hate white people. These people who are losers in life, or who are downtrodden in life, maybe through no fault of their own, hate the people that make it. And that's the wrong philosophy in life. It's dead wrong. The whole key to life is to study the people who make it, and to love them, and to celebrate them, and to aim to be like them. You will never be them if you hate them, let alone if you want to kill them. Trust me, if you want to kill them, God's going to knock you, spite you, destroy you, knock you down, and you will never be successful. So hating Jews isn't going to get you anywhere. Hating Israel is going to get you anywhere. Killing Jews is going to get you anywhere. Hating America is going to get you anywhere. Killing white people in America is not going to get you anywhere. You're all on the wrong track. I'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spreading through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are working together to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. That marks a slightly over 2% increase from last year. The forecast ranks as the third highest for the holiday since 2000. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit.
With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. You know, we've got USA Audio Network nationwide. You know, we got Lindell TV. You just go to frankspeech.com and you click on Lindell TV 2 and boom, you're on right now. 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, every day, Monday through Friday. You know that we've got so many other networks there in my show. Just go to rootforamerica.com. That's my website. And click on Watch Wayne on TV, listen to Wayne on radio, listen to Wayne's podcast. And it all starts at rootforamerica.com. You know that we've got Brighty on TV at 10 o'clock Eastern. You know I've got Real America America's Voice TV on weekends with America's Top 10 Countdown at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. My guest this week, Fabio, the famous model and romance novel cover boy and actor, etc., an entrepreneur, and he's on our team. Who knew? He's a big conservative, Republican, Christian, pro-Israel, and I interviewed him for my TV show on Real America's Voice tomorrow, Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Sponsor of this show, and then we'll get to a great guest that we've got, another Hollywood guest turned, I guess you'd say, conservative Christian. We'll find out about that. But Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, John and Chelsea Jubilee. You met John Jubilee yesterday on this show. He was in Vegas live, and I had him on the show. Energized Health changed my life. Not a traditional weight loss program, because I never had any weight to lose. I've been thin my whole life. But I got on the program and I lost 25 pounds of fat, most of it inner body visceral fat that you never see, that you don't know you have. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle and it changed my life. And I gained 2 TV shows at the age of 61 years old. Not too bad. Not too shabby. So I owe them a lot. And science backs it up, by the way. A study spanning 3 decades at the National Institute of Health reveals that proper hydration might very well slow down the aging process and prolong a disease-free life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off discount. Just go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com, type in WAR, or call them at 888-444-8895, toll-free, 888-444-8895. WAR gets you 40% off. All right, we're here with my guest. He is Alan Powell, actor and star of the hit show on ABC TV, Quantico, and the producer of the new film, Journey to Bethlehem. The website is journeytobethlehemmovie.com. Alan Powell, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
So excited to be here, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, it's ironic because Bethlehem, of course, the birthplace of Jesus Christ. And I just saw moments ago before I came on the air that Bethlehem is backing Hamas and they took all Christmas decorations down in Bethlehem in protest of the Jews of Israel attacking Gaza. So there's no more Christmas allowed in the birthplace of Christ. Is that amazing?
Honestly, I'm finding you're telling me that for the first time, and that's a tragedy, and
tragedy.
It's a piece of the reality that's going to have to still live for me. I can't believe that.
Yeah. So your movie's called Journey to Bethlehem. We want everybody to go see a great Christian movie. It stars Antonio Banderas and Joel Smallbone. Tell us about the film. Tell us what Journey to Bethlehem is all about.
Journey to Bethlehem is a fun adventure musical family film about Mary and Joseph, the birth of Christ, the most important story that was ever told, most important event that's ever happened, in my opinion, in the history of humanity. And it's a passion for all of us as filmmakers to put all of our heart and soul and craft and ability into telling the story in a way that the family can enjoy together, people who love this story, celebrate this story, but also people who may have never heard it before, at least not heard it told in this way. It's something that we've been trying to do for a long, long time, and it's unbelievable that we're finally here and people are able to watch it.
Sounds like you said The Passion. It reminded me of The Passion of Christ, right? That was the Mel Gibson movie that was, a billion-dollar hit all around the world, an amazing hit. Isn't it amazing in Hollywood, and you're from Hollywood, and I originally was from Hollywood, that world, the TV world, they don't appreciate that so many in this world love Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ, and have faith in Jesus Christ, and they just don't get it. And people who make movies that are positive about Jesus, I think, winds up being very successful. And I hope you're the next in a long line of great patriots to have that success.
That means so much. We certainly hope that as well, but we hope it mostly, Wayne, so we can keep telling these stories. I mean, it's just like you said, at the end of the day, you know, this is a business, and we need the support of people who celebrate this story and love Christ, to come out and with their vote of support, which is buying a ticket, go, we love these stories. Please keep telling these stories. We went, my company financed the film and partnered with Sony. We went out on a limb because we care so much about the story, but we also believe there's an audience for it, went rogue a little bit, if you will, to make the movie. But we believed that there's a huge audience, and we're going to have the support of the people who love this story. So now's the time. And, you know, the proof's in the pudding. We're in theaters now, and we'll see how it goes. But we're certainly hoping that everybody who loves this story comes out and says, yeah, this means a lot to us. So we can keep making these movies, and we can send a message to Hollywood that these stories matter, that there's an audience for these stories. And it's something that we should do a lot more of.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love it, and I love you and appreciate everything you're doing. I want my fans to go see Journey to Bethlehem and the website JourneyToBethlehemMovie.com. Go check it out and reward a guy who's putting his neck on the line. Alan Powell is actor and star of ABC's hit show Quantico. That brings me to my next question, Alan. What is it like being a Christian and, I assume, conservative-oriented? I don't know if you consider yourself a quote-unquote conservative or Republican, or you don't get involved in politics, but even a Christian with Judeo-Christian values in Hollywood, has this hurt your career? What do people think about it who are decision makers in Hollywood?
Well, I mean, it's definitely swimming upstream, no doubt. I mean, I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was a pastor for my entire life. My bachelor's degree is in the Bible. I started in the entertainment industry in a Christian band, acted in faith-based movies. This is a world that I come from. I know well. I'm a believer myself. I got saved when I was 6 years old. There's a lot of opportunities that you don't do, that you turn your back on because it doesn't align with your faith. It doesn't align with your beliefs. And that's something that I've been wrestling with and dealing with for my entire career. But I've been deeply fortunate to have success in spite of that. But there's no doubt, whether it be the stuff that you create as a producer, the sort of stuff that they want you to be involved in as an actor, there's constant pressure to compromise what you feel like is important in your beliefs and your values for success or for notoriety or whatever it is. But for me and my family, my wife and our family, you know, those aren't things that we're going to compromise or willing to compromise. And so we follow our own, you know, our own
your own journey, your own road,
like is right and what we want to do. And we've been our own journey. Look at that. Let's bring it back. So, you know, it's everybody has our story, and that's mine, and it's not over. And I'm excited and grateful every day for the opportunities that are in front of us. But it's been a difficult time. There's definitely easier paths that I could have taken, but not ones that are right for me or truthfully what I feel like are right, you know, objectively. So here we are, and I appreciate support from guys just like you who are willing to applaud that and come alongside us and to support what we are excited about, things like Journey to Bethlehem.
Yeah, what's that famous book, The Road Less Traveled? You know, if you're a conservative or a Christian in Hollywood, it is certainly The Road Less Traveled. This guy understands what you're going through because, believe it or not, Alan, in 1989, 34, 35 years ago, I was one of the top sportscasters on television in the United States. And back then, I was the leading candidate to be a game show host in Hollywood, and I was chosen by ABC TV to be the host of Gambit. They were bringing Gambit back, and I believe it was originally hosted by Chuck Woolery, and then they canceled it, and they brought it back with me. And then they found out that I was a huge Republican conservative, and a Christian, because I took Christ. I'm a Jew who took Christ as my Savior, and they found out about it because I held a fundraiser for the Republican Congress at my home in Malibu, overlooking the beach, and it made the newspapers. And the next day, my agent dropped me, ABC dropped me, and I lost my entire game show career. So here I am 35 years later, still on TV as a conservative talk show host, changed my career, but I'm still on TV, 62 years old. It's been a long career on TV, a long journey. So I get where you're coming from, man.
I applaud you sticking to your guns and doing what you feel like is right for you. And look here, like you said, here you are. I mean, who knows the kind of impact that you've been able to have over the last 35 years doing travel. What do you say? Walking the road less traveled.
Yeah, the road less traveled.
I hope that all of your followers are inspired to do the same. And I'm out here trying to do it myself. So I appreciate the encouragement.
What do you think the war on Christmas? What do you think about every year it seems like it happens and it's getting earlier and earlier? And why can't people just let us be to enjoy? You notice I have my Christmas tree in the background. Just put it up. My lovely wife just put it up yesterday. Why can't we enjoy Christmas without being attacked?
It's a good question. I've thought about it a lot, as I'm sure that obviously you have and have talked about a lot as well. But I don't know. There's something literally offensive about Christ in the first place, and he knew that, and that was part of it. But I think ultimately there's just something innate within the hope that was offered to us, the light in the darkness that's always pushed back on. It's always perplexing to me, quite honestly, as I'm sure it is to you. But for me, I mean, all we can do is continue to tell our story and how this story has impacted us personally and what Christ means to us personally. Hope that light overshadows the dark.
I never hide it. It's in your face, right? That's why I got the tree on TV. I don't know if another host even does that. But Alan Powell, actor and star of ABC's hit show Quantico, producer of the new film Journey to Bethlehem, the website journeytobethlehemmovie.com. Go see it and reward Alan. Thanks for coming on the show, and God bless you. Merry Christmas. This is Wayne Allyn for Z-Pak and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Pak product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered
delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, a little treat. I'm going to give you my top four, my final four. That I call Root Madness from my TV show, America's Top 10. I'll give you a sneak preview of what we're covering tomorrow. But first, I want to mention sponsor of the segment of the show, War Beef. I have a survival food product for you. Stock up on War Beef at warbeef.com. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef only. No beef crumbles like all the other survival food companies that have crappy products. Literally, crappy beef crumbles. You're going to open it up and you're going to want to vomit. You're like, oh my God, the world is over and I've got bad food. This is ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, and original steak sirloin. And it's guaranteed to never have mRNA jabs in the cattle. Only one ingredient, premium Texas beef. For survival food in case of emergency. Now, they created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. 15% off on everything you buy when you use WARBEEF as the promo at checkout. WARBEEF.com, promo code WAR15. I want to mention one other thing. Target doubles down and faces a conservative backlash as woke Christmas decor hits their shelves. These companies never learn. Remember my book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book? Great book for Christmas, by the way. Great book for Christmas to put under the tree for any conservative or Christian in your life, any patriot in your life. It's endorsed by President Donald J. Trump. It's got his quote on the back. It is all about the best, first of all, my beliefs, what's happening in this country, communist takeover. So about half the book are my beliefs, and half the book are all the companies that are fabulous that you can buy from and spend your money with. The Great Patriot Buy-Cut book. But one of the companies that I say you shouldn't buy from is Target. And we're destroying Disney. We destroyed Bud Light. But Target just doubled down again. They have Christmas decorations that some are describing as very woke, like a black Santa in a wheelchair. Or a figurine draped in rainbow-colored pride colors. It just never ends. Target outdid itself for Christmas. This is what they say on End Wokeness, a prominent Facebook site. And they show an image with a black Santa in a wheelchair and a multicolored pride hat holding Santa holding a pride flag in a pride chair. You think they would have learned, but they never learn. So put Target out of business. Screw them. Never shop at Target again. Never spend a dime with Target again, because they just never learn. And they hate us. They hate their own customers. Let's face it. Majority of Target's customers, middle American Christians, patriots, and they hate us. All right. My top four, my final four for tomorrow's show. Number four is always involving the COVID vaccine. Right? And so the CDC VAERS system, VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, overwhelmed and broken, just literally languishing. Millions of reports of people dead and injured from the vaccine, and it's just languishing. They're not following up or investigating any of them. Prior to the COVID vaccine, in 2019, 48,000 reports to VAERS of vaccine injuries, and 90% were minor, nothing much. 48,000, 90% minor injuries. After the COVID vaccine rolled out, vaccine injuries, 1.97% were minor reports nothing to VAERS, much. And 1 in 5, 20% serious death. Hospitalization, heart attack, stroke, blood clot, serious neurological issues. And the doctors are all admitting, when they interview them, that they've reported death and serious injuries from the vaccine, and no one from the CDC ever called them again. They never heard from anyone again. This is what's going on in the United States of America. That's only part of number four of my final four. You can watch it tomorrow on Real America's Voice TV at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn. Number three, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. 7-year-old nice boy, white boy, defending a smaller friend and classmate, is beaten to death by a gang of thugs, all black, and they're being charged with murder now. That's good. But nowhere in America is anyone calling it a hate crime. I'm not saying anything bad about the black race. I'm saying this group of black teenagers committed a hate crime because this kid was white. And it's disgusting, and they won't do it. But if 10 white guys killed a black kid, which would be equally horrible, they would immediately classify it as a hate crime, and it'd be in headlines all over the United States of America. Number two is the fact that the Biden administration just gave another $10 billion to Iran after Iran greenlit the Hamas attack in Israel. And I'll explain why I believe that happened. And finally, the number one story in America. Number one is the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, announcing devastating cuts to police and education and sanitation to pay for illegal aliens. They're destroying our country from sea to shining sea. You know that saying, from the river to the sea? That should apply to what they're doing to America with all these barbarians that are eating up all the money for American citizens and police. See you on Monday.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.